Botrysphaeria canker, how to look out for it on pistachio trees. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Thamus Michaelides is a plant pathologist and lecturer in the Department of Plant Pathology, UC Davis.
And these symptoms will develop on the leaves and the fruit when we have rains in the spring. So we need sufficient rain to see the symptoms, these small lesions on the leaves, and also these round lesions on the fruit. And some of these lesions then will expand to cause blight of the fruit. Now, when we have a normal year, some rains,
and even if the Botrysphaeria inoculum is in the field,
we will not see the symptoms, but infections will occur, and those are the latent infections, the infections that do not cause any symptoms, but they are established well in the epicarp,
which is the outer layer of the pistachio fruit.
Now, when we talk about lesions on fruit, do not confuse these, and usually we get samples.
He says other things resemble Botrysphaeria, but they're not.
We have the citrus flat mite can cause very similar lesions.
And he noted that certain herbicides can also cause similar symptoms.
However, if you have take your knife and you scrape these lesions, they are very superficial. The Botrysphaeria lesions go into the epicarp. You can scrape it with a knife, but you can see underneath there's black and it goes in.
Of course, you can find out a lot more about Botrysphaeria by going to UCIPM and typing that word in for a search. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.